There is a certain dignity in this sonata by Bach. It's the quality of a procession. But with just a recorder and solo violin, it's also modest and unassuming. A simple procession with a lightness that invites us to come along. And it leads, finally, to this gorgeous moment. And opening up as if the sun has risen. It's the opening of the cantata number 182, Himmelskönig sei willkommen, and you'll hear this entire Palm Sunday cantata coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. We're online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can find a translation of the cantata number 182 from Boston's Emmanuel Music, and where you can hear this and other programs on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. In 2012, Dutch cellist Peter Wispelwey decided to celebrate his 50th birthday with Bach. He had already recorded the 6 suites for solo cello twice, but something about reaching the half-century mark prompted Wispelwey to return to these cornerstone pieces for his instrument. It's not surprising, really. The suites are never far from the music stand of any cellist, and Wispelwey wanted both to take advantage of his accumulated experience with them and to approach them with a certain freshness of perspective. To pull off the latter, he decided to tune his instrument to a lower pitch than we usually hear. By using a pitch of A equals 392, meaning the A above middle C is a note that vibrates 392 times per second, as opposed to today's standard of 440, Wispelwey found a new sonic palette. It also put him just enough out of his own comfort zone that he found himself exploring new artistic possibilities. When Peter Wispelwey visited Boston just after releasing this recording, I asked him to describe the particular characteristics of the fifth of these 6 cello suites.
To me, number 5, especially number 6, but also number 5, are the more orchestral suites. So a room is too small. So the opening of the prelude, the slow opening, is grand. I mean, it's dark, but it's also powerful and full of resistance and determination. And where you couldn't play so much with your instrumental colors in number 4, because you're hampered by all this, the flats and the stops and lack of open strings, here you can use your instrument's resonance. So the opening is full of roaring chords. And playing at 392, where those strings are on a lower tension, and they will roar differently. But you also, you see that rope just going, resonating. So bringing out those maximum resonances is your first job. And tempo choice is of the essence in the prelude, in the allemande, in the sarabande in particular. Those 3 movements. So the power of the opening's introduction works best when there is a proud and dictatorial tempo going. So it's not a peaceful piece like the number 1 this is a wartime suite.
And here's the rich and powerful suite number 5 in C minor by Bach with cellist Peter Wispelwey.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In that final gigue of the Cello Suite No. 5 by Bach, you can practically feel what Peter Whispelway calls the roar of the cello, especially when the instrument is tuned to the lower Baroque pitch. This performance of Bach's Suite No. 5 for solo cello with Peter Whispelway was released in 2012. Along with all six suites, the set also includes a 52-minute documentary that delves into the issues of Baroque pitch, instrumentation, and style, through conversations among Whispelway and musicologist Lawrence Dreyfus and John Butt. And you can find an excerpt from that video when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Just click on the Bach Hour, or you can also hear this entire program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. It was only a few years before writing the cello suite you just heard that Bach wrote what is now his only surviving sacred cantata for Palm Sunday, the cantata number 182, Himmelskönig sei willkommen, or King of Heaven, Welcome. The instrumental opening of the piece is a terrifically ingenious combination. There's a French overture, rhythm, and pace, symbolizing a procession of royalty. It's carried off in a light, airy texture, perhaps giving us a sense of humility. And there's an added hint of an unfolding drama. The procession, the symbolism of royalty, with a story to be told, it all adds up to a picture of Jesus' procession into Jerusalem, which led, as Bach's audience would have been well aware, to Jesus' execution. But that arrival in Jerusalem is depicted in the Bible as a joyous occasion. So after that opening instrumental sonata, the chorus sings a song of welcome for the king. Then the bass soloist sings about the inevitability of all the events that are yet to come. The solo recorder returns in a more somber mood, transforming that joyous welcome into a meditation on dedication to the divine. But dedication isn't easy. In fact, it's pretty difficult, and that comes next when the tenor sings, "Jesus, through good times and bad, let me journey with you," accompanied by a twisting cello obbligato that reflects a sort of winding road. Two chorale settings bring the cantata to a close, the first with a serious tone that meditates on the pain Jesus will feel at the Passion and the meaning of that pain to a believer, and the second bringing back that violin and recorder duet from the opening of the piece to reestablish the joy that ultimately comes from Jesus leading the way to heaven. Remember, you can access a translation of the text for the cantata 182 at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here's the cantata number 182, Himmelskönig sei willkommen, recorded in concert in March of 2000. The soloists include soprano Malin Hartelius, alto Natalie Stutzmann, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Peter Harvey. They're joined by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists, all directed by John Elliott Gardner. Thank you.
ihr siehe, ich komme. Im Buch ist von mir geschrieben, deinen Willen, mein Gott, mein Gott, deinen Willen tu ich gerne, deinen Willen tu ich gerne. Dich, großer Gottessohn, von dem Thron deiner Herrlichkeit getrieben. Starkes Liebe, dass du dich zum Heil der Welt als ein Opfer fürgestellt, dass du dich mit Blut verschrieben, dass du dich mit Blut verschrieben, dass du dich mit Blut verschrieben. Starkes Lieben, starkes Lieben, dass du dich zum Heil der Welt als ein Opfer fürgestellt, dass du dich mit Blut verschrieben, dass du dich mit Blut verschrieben, dass du dich mit Blut verschrieben. Starkes Leben, dass dich großer Gottes Sohn von dem Thron deiner Herrlichkeit vertrieben.
That was J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 182, Himmelskönig sei willkommen, in a performance from John Elliott Gardiner's Bach Cantata Pilgrimage of 2000. Joining the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists were soprano Malin Hartelius, alto Natalie Stutzmann, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Peter Harvey. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.